Surf's up this weekend in California. Pismo Beach will be playing host to the world's 7th Parasurfing Championship. 181 participants from almost 30 countries will be competing during the week-long event starting today. Among them is Dana Cummings, who is also one of the organizers. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me so much. I really appreciate it.
So I understand you've just had your morning surf. How were the waves?
Waves are good this morning, a little smaller, but they're picking up. So we're looking at some good waves for the kickoff this week.
Now, parasurfing is an adaptive sport, meaning it's been adapted for people with physical disabilities. I understand you lost a lower leg in a car accident 20 years ago. What kind of challenges do you face in competing?
20 years ago today, I was sitting in a hospital bed wondering what I was going to do with myself. And the only thing I'd ever tried and failed at previously to that day was surfing. And so I wanted to learn to surf. And, you know, there's all sorts of different challenges as an adaptive surfer. When I pop up, I'm not sure exactly where my left leg's at when it lands, but I can take a quick peek at it as I go and figure it out. But one of the worst things that ever happened in my life, but it's been probably the biggest blessing of my life. I never would have gotten into competitive surfing. And so to be able to do this and be able to host all these athletes from around the world 20 years later, well, it's probably one of the most epic things that'll ever happen to me in my life.
I know that you said that it was the one thing you hadn't been able to do before and you wanted to take it up, but like, was it intimidating doing it?
Yeah, no, it was. And you know, the first day I went out ever, I, you know, rode a couple waves and laying down and just in a whitewash and was so happy that I could even do that. And then the next day I stood up for a little bit and it was just absolutely life-changing.
And talk about the work that you've started to do. I mean, I know as you're saying, it's transformed your life. In many ways, you've dedicated yourself to doing a lot of nonprofit work in this area, right?
Yeah. So myself and three of my buddies back then, we started the AMP Surf program to teach, you know, people with disabilities how to surf. And I just said, look, let's start a learn to surf program and we'll teach people and then we'll grow the team from that. And that's kind of how it started. And we didn't know where it would go. And now, you know, 20 years fast forward and it's grown, you know, we've got 4 chapters around the country. We do contests around the world. We're expanding into Puerto Rico this next year and South Africa. And there's so many other groups now that have either spun off from us or been inspired and created by, you know, coming out to our programs. And I just never imagined it would become what it has.
Can you tell us about, just describe the joy, the sensation of the sport?
When you're working to catch a wave, you can't, whatever's going on in your life, whether you're able-bodied, adaptive, whatever, you know, you can't think about all that stuff that's back on the beach. You can't bring that out there with you because you've got to focus on where you're at and in the moment. And then when you catch that wave and you feel, you know, the power of that wave pushing you and propelling you forward, and you're literally, it's like flying, you're floating. And then when you're able to maneuver on it and you are controlling it, it never gets old feeling and that exhilaration of it. It's just an absolute full body, mind, awe-inspiring moment every time you do it.
That's Dana Cummings, who is competing this week in the World Parasurfing Championship. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.